movies, TV, streaming, all the things you should be watching. It's The Feed with Kevin Begley, Star 99.9.
All right, Wednesdays in The Feed, we talk to our friend Nick Johnston from Vonuland.com. He's the TV, film editor and writer at that website, and we talk about all the things you should be watching this week. So what do we got going on this week, Nick?
Hey, Kevin. Somehow I avoided getting killed by Michael Myers over the weekend, so I'm just glad to celebrate that fact real quick. But so we've got three upcoming releases per usual, and we've got all three of them are landing on Friday. So that's a big and important deal I probably should point out. First off the bat, I'll remind you as we go along,
nice.
You the listener, I should say. But we've got one streaming series and two theatrical films this week. So
nice.
First up, we'll go streaming and then through theatrical, if that's all right. First up is this new Amazon show called The Peripheral. Which is just really interesting because I read the book it's based on a couple of years ago. It's adapted from the novel by William Gibson, who all of you may sci-fi heads may be familiar with out there. He's the author of Neuromancer, and he made a little movie called had one of his short stories turned into a movie called Johnny Mnemonic. If you remember that back with Keanu Reeves, but it looks like they're going to take this a little bit more seriously and a little bit more. Bleeding edge, I guess. It's a wild and wacky show. It's from the producers of Westworld, and it's about a young woman who takes a job which what she thinks is just some regular old sort of firm, and she puts on a VR headset in order to do it, and it turns out actually that she's witnessing an alternate reality through those glasses, and it's in a futuristic crazy London. And it'll have startling implications for what she's ordered to do on her future and that world at large.
Oh, wow.
So, it's mind-bending, trippy stuff. It stars Chloe Grace Moretz and Jack Rayner, and it looks like a really interesting time. And, of course, the Westworld crew being involved with it means it's going to be probably a pretty big, confusing trip as well.
Yeah, definitely.
So, that streams on Amazon Prime Video on Friday, and I believe the first episode is coming out, and it'll go all the way through, I believe, the second week of December.
Nice.
Now we've got our theatrical releases, and what I like to refer to it as, it's boomers versus the boom, because you're gonna basically have one group of 50-something people going to go see this first film we have up, and then the superhero-starved masses going to see the second one. So, first up, we've got Ticket to Paradise, which is a rom-com, which is, you know, they're a dying breed these days. I mean, Bros didn't do very well at the box office. Everybody, you know, liked that Sandra Bullock and Channing Tatum movie earlier this year, but who's going out to see them?
Right.
And I'll tell you, if one thing will get people to go back to theaters in that age cohort and, you know, wives drag their husbands off the couch to go see something, it's the pairing of George Clooney and Julia Roberts.
Oh.
Reteaming after Ocean's 11 and all that faded into happy memories and whatnot. And it sounds like a cute little film. It's about these two ex-partners who head out to a remote and tropical location in order to prevent their daughter from making the exact same mistake at the exact same place, I believe, that they did 25 years ago, getting married. So it seems like a nice little, you know, antics-fueled comedy. Let's hope it's more, classic George Clooney than Intolerable Cruelty.
right.
It looks cute enough. I've heard some pretty decent things about it, and so if you're in the mood for a fun date night, and you definitely and you're not in the mood to take your significant other to see this next film, I highly recommend checking it out. And as always, it'll hit theaters on Friday.
And two of the biggest names you can get.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, you've got George Clooney and then Julia Roberts' teeth. Like, what are you going to do there? You've got the two biggest attractions in Hollywood,
right?
Or at least two biggest attractions in like 1997 Hollywood.
Exactly.
So next up, we've got a little film. It's an unknown independent film And I've probably made that joke 15,000 times when talking about the biggest release of the week. But, yeah, we've got Black Adam, which is the new DC Comics superhero film. It's the last film Warner Brothers is releasing this year because they're in financial turmoil. but it's an interesting one. It's a, you know, I would probably not, you know, rank Black Adam on the top 50 of most recognizable DC's comic superheroes. And he's more of a supervillain anyhow. But he's, you know, he's got one thing in his corner. That's why the entire reason this movie has come to the screen, and that is Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who has wanted to play this character, I believe, for the last 17 years. He had hair when he wanted to play this character, if you want an indication of how long ago this was. When this first came out, he had hair. You know, what can I say about Black Adam? He's basically bad guy Shazam, except he's like The Rock in that he's like, you know, kind of a heel, but also kind of a hero, but also kind of a heel. You know, so who knows? All I know is that he's going toe-to-toe with the Justice League. Or not the Justice League, the Justice Society.
Right, and talk... And talk about another box office draw. I feel like he always brings in the people, The Rock.
Yeah, exactly. The Rock, he's one of the last classic movie stars, I think, in terms of like action style, Bruce Willis, you know, type.
Yeah.
He'll bring everybody in any given which way. And I think the pairing of him and DC Comics is probably a recipe for, you know, at least a box office, you know, windfall for a struggling company at this moment.
Right.
But I'll tell you, boomers, if you don't want to see any more of these movies, go out in full force. Get off the couch. Go see Ticket to Paradise and try to show these young whippersnappers that they need to get off your lawn when it comes to the cinema.
So, it's true.
Yeah.
And either way, we got some big names this week at the box office.
Oh, 110%. I am looking forward to watching The Rock give the people's elbow to a variety of D-list superheroes from the Justice Society.
All right. Whatever you choose to see this weekend, have a good time. And thanks so much, Nick. And we will talk to you next week.
All right. Talk to you then.